postdoctoral researchers at the University of Washington have been trying to form a union. These researchers are like apprentices. They're done with school, but they're not quite professors. I'm Simone Alicea, and you're listening to KNKX. I've been following the postdocs' efforts, but I wanted to learn more. I spoke with Scott Jasek over Skype. He's the editor of Inside Higher Ed, which is an online publication focused on university issues. He tells me that postdocs used to last only a few years, but now it's different.
What's changed is that it used to be the path was PhD, postdoc, job. As an assistant professor and work your way up. Increasingly, people are having to get two or three postdocs or postdocs that last 4 or 5 years. And that's very frustrating. A lot of people, whatever the field is, will tolerate a sort of apprenticeship period if they see the light at the end of the tunnel. What's happened is the tunnel's gotten much longer, and it's not clear there's any light at the end.
And how important would you say is getting a postdoc for someone who wants to do serious science at a research university?
It's very important. It's generally a key qualification when a university may be looking later at hiring somebody.
Let's talk about labor for a second. I know that postdocs in the University of California system and at University of Massachusetts, I believe, have formed unions. And then, of course, the postdocs at the University of Washington here are looking to form a union. They're working on that right now. Am I right to think that this is a trend?
It's definitely a trend. Now, unionization at public universities is controlled by state labor law. So it's a trend in states that have reasonably friendly to labor laws, which would include the states you mentioned. Where there is the legal right, there's definitely interest in this, again, because people are postdocs for longer periods of time, which makes things like working conditions, pay, benefits, and so forth far more important than they would be otherwise. And it's important to remember, universities are many wonderful things. They are also employers. And so even if at a place like the University of Washington, there are faculty members and graduate students coming up with ideas that will change the world, they also are people who need health insurance. They are people whose salaries will put food on the table for themselves and their loved ones. They're people who may have grievances against a supervisor and want to do something about it.
So how does a university balance all of those things?
It's a business, and it's got very real expenses. Those professors and postdocs and students, they need labs. Labs are very, big science is not cheap. You've got to have current labs. You've got to have space. You've got to be paying the utility bills, and you've got to be hiring postdocs. So it is a major expense to be a big research university. And the University of Washington has the added complication that it's trying to be excellent in all kinds of areas. And while the University of Washington is very successful, not only academically, but financially compared to most of higher education, no doubt its leaders are always feeling like they don't have enough money to do what they want to do.
A lot of times when you hear about businesses resisting organized labor, it's a cost issue. Things will cost more if there's a union. Do you think that cost concern is legitimate for universities that may have endowments or where people might be struggling to pay tuition?
The cost is an issue, but it's also frequently a matter of control. There is concern among some universities, and again, I haven't talked to anyone at the University of Washington about this, that with a union, a lab director who's a professor might find his or her options limited by a union contract. In many science labs, not all, but in many, there is a somewhat all-powerful director of the lab. So there is concern from some university leaders that they could find themselves in endless litigation or arbitration if they had a union.
Is the way we're educating and training researchers sustainable?
Well, particularly, if you go back to a period where someone would have one postdoc, it may well be sustainable. Again, the concept of the postdoc and the reality many postdocs face are very different things. It's very frustrating when you talk to postdocs, just like when you talk to PhD students, many of them are frustrated because, you know, their friends from their undergrad days are already well advanced in their careers while they're still really getting started. And that does not encourage people to stay in science.
That was Scott Jasek, editor of Inside Higher Ed. This week, we'll also hear from two postdocs at the University of Washington about why they want to join a union.